Congressman Bill Johnson, the Republican United States Representative from Ohio's 6th District, joins us on the program. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ernie. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I appreciate your time today. Wanted to get your response to the President's State of the Union address. We had a lot of folks coming out, of course, afterwards and talking about it, but I wanted to see what you thought.
Well, Ernie, I was very disappointed, as you might imagine, and my disappointment came from particularly one source. You know, the biggest risk that America faces is the $16.5 trillion debt that continues to climb every day. The President never mentioned one time that risk, that debt, and how he plans to address it. He called for more spending with borrowed money on the backs of our children and our grandchildren. I mean, you know, we all want our kids to get a good education, and we could if the federal government wasn't taking so much from the states that the states can't afford to fund their education programs as it is. There's a different way to go about what the president says that he wants to do because his actions just simply don't match his words.
Do you feel like that the president doesn't understand the significance of the debt, or is it just one of those issues that he'd rather not bring up because it's a negative?
Well, I think the president, just like he said to the speaker, he doesn't believe we have a spending problem. And he made it very, very clear in his address. He said, if the Congress doesn't act, what did he say? He said, if the Congress doesn't act, I will. In other words, he will continue through executive order and through rulemaking to get what he wants one way or the other. That's not the way the American system is set up. We've got a checks and balances system within the federal government, and the Congress is the voice of the American people, and it's here for a purpose. And we could get better solutions, and we could get better buy-in from the American people if we would go about this through normal order and have the president put down his plan, have the Senate put down their plan. Let's get around the table, take the best of all of it, and move America forward. But we've got to address the out-of-control spending. It's got to be done.
Now, I just had a story a moment ago that said the president's allies in the Senate are unveiling legislation to avoid the across-the-board spending cuts that are coming. Have you seen anything about that?
I have not. Remember, we must cut spending. But let's remember that sequestration was the president's idea. These sweeping cuts that are going to have devastating effects on our military. It was the president's idea. And we have sent legislation to the Senate, not once, but twice, that would have recognized and realized the same amount of cuts, but would have cut different programs, not those that are going to be so devastating to our national security. But as it stands right now, sequestration is going to go through because we've got to have the spending cuts. This is what the president asked for.
Congressman, the president said very famously after the 2010 elections, in which he was shellacked in those elections, he said, we just didn't get our message out. Our messaging just wasn't strong. It didn't get out there. And I'm curious, do you feel like that, given the circumstances and the issues that are out there, do you feel like that the Republicans are getting their message out?
No, we're not. We're not. I'll admit that up front. We've got to do a better job of helping the American people understand that we are the party of hard work. We're the party that rewards hard work. We're the party of smaller, less intrusive government, lower taxes, living within our means. That's what every hardworking family and business in America does. But we're not getting that message out, partly, quite honestly, Ernie, because we're being drowned out by a liberal media, present company accepted. I'm not trying to throw a dart, but the primetime news shows, every time the president opens his mouth, they flock to him to help him get his message out. And on any given issue, they're very, very slow to address the issues that the Republican Party and the Republican-led House are trying to get out, like passing a budget, like balancing the budget, like controlling our debt, and stopping the spending.
This is Congressman Bill Johnson. He's a Republican United States Representative from Ohio's 6th District with us on America's Radio Newsline. Congressman, thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks a lot, Ernie. Thanks for having me.
You bet.